What is living in Switzerland like? Well, what is living in Switzerland like? I lived in Lausanne for over 3 years, so I can talk about it from experience. First, the people are very formal. They may appear to be very old, and this may come as a shock to people from cultures that are relatively more open, such as Australia or Italy. There is a great emphasis on mutual respect and privacy, so it is very unlikely that two people can become lifelong friends from just chatting at a bus stop. This is simply part of the local culture, and it does not mean that the people are unfriendly in any way. In my experience, the local people still gladly come to your aid if you are actively seeking assistance and they feel they can help. If you manage to find a job, which is by far the most important issue with respect to living there, then you should be able to survive financially. The economic system is designed in a way that a family can live comfortably with a single source of income. Because of the comfort and security associated with jobs, most Swiss people do not change jobs during their lifetime. This also means that it may be difficult to actually find a job. If you manage to find an apartment, you'll have access to very good housing conditions. Under normal leasing arrangements, all buildings are rent-controlled, where annual rent must not exceed 3% of the total building cost. The quality of residential buildings is the best I've seen in the world. There are federal laws mandating the indoor temperature of rental housing, and the interior and exterior of the buildings must be regularly refurbished. However, obtaining a lease of an apartment is extremely difficult in competitive urban areas, such as Lausanne and Geneva, where the rental vacancy is less than 1% of the total market volume. It has been a well-known cliché, but the Swiss society really does work like a well-made clock. The public transport runs on time for the great majority of the time. Under normal conditions, you never have to interact with any elements of the criminal justice system, such as the police, the courts, etc. The shops typically close at 7 p.m. on weekdays, 6 p.m. on Saturday, and are not open on Sunday, so you have to plan your weekly shopping accordingly. If you keep by the rules and norms of society, which the Swiss society sees as your personal responsibility, things will run smoothly for you. So, in conclusion, unless you are independently wealthy, only consider dropping everything and moving there if you have a job waiting for you in Switzerland and an apartment that, preferably, your employer has managed to find for you. Be prepared for the culture shock, regardless of where you're from, for there is no other place in the world like it.